More threatening actions from North Korea. The country now says it will attack South Korea if North Korean ships are searched for nuclear materials. And there's a report that the North has restarted a plutonium processing plant. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton condemned North Korea's actions. She warned of unspecific consequences. Senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the world is faced with a gigantic problem.
The somber fact is that the outside world has just about run out of peaceful options for dealing with the North Korean nuclear threat. Every effort to get Kim Jong-il to give up his aggressive designs has turned out to be a perverse incentive. The six-party talks with the United States, Russia, China, Japan, and South Korea, having served his purpose of bolstering his prestige, have been abandoned. His previous agreement to close down his nuclear weapons facility became meaningless when he refused to allow verification by inspection. After a second nuclear test and a series of missile firings, President Obama has said that North Korea's defiance warrants action by the international community. That, in the first place, would be economic sanctions. But sanctions have limited effect on a dictator who appears not to care about the suffering of his own people. In 2003, the United States led a network of nations in creating the Proliferation Security Initiative, an effort to intercept shipments of nuclear materials. South Korea notably declined to join for fear of provoking the North. Pyongyang had warned it would be tantamount to an act of war, but yesterday Seoul finally signed on. Meanwhile, the five permanent members of the UN Security Council are consulting, but apparently not hastening to act. In a sense, Korea represents the last piece of unfinished business of World War II. Germany and Korea were left divided in the growing tension between the United States and the Soviet Union. Germany was reunified peacefully in 1990. That left Korea, which the communists tried to reunify by force. Since the Korean War, the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone, has been the symbol of East-West confrontation. And North Korea, the last remnant of a communist empire, presents a formidable challenge to a world that has not witnessed a nuclear attack since Hiroshima and Nagasaki ended Japan's domination over the Korean Peninsula. If the major powers are proceeding very cautiously today, it is because no one is sure that Kim would not bring the world to the nuclear abyss. This is Daniel Shore.